Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. Happy New Year. Yesterday, we talked about how we're preparing for 2026. We encouraged just a little bit of reflection time, not just on New Year's resolutions or getting back in the gym or, you know, all the classic ones, but just saying like, Lord, what was our year like together? Bring up the highlights of the year of 2025. And in a year, what do I want our relationship to be like? So happy 2026. Happy New Year. I hope that you had a fantastic year. And it's kind of crazy. In a couple of weeks, it'll be a year of us doing this show. And so we've almost had a year together. It's the new year and we started this show in 2025 and now it's 2026 and we've been journeying together for almost a year and now into this new calendar year 2026 in God's word. And I just want to say for those of you who have been listening from the beginning or those who have joined along this journey, thank you so much for just being with us, for listening and for seeking the Lord with us, because that's really what this show is about. It's about being together in God's word. And I know for me, as I do it, and as I've done this, every single time, even if I'm reading passages I've already read, every single time I'm with you all in the spirit, because I know that I can't be with you physically, in the spirit over the airwaves, I really truly experience growing deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'm growing deeper in the Lord, that we're even growing deeper as a body, as a community, and that the word of God is forming me and shaping me. And I'm falling deeper in love with the person of Jesus through the word of God. And it's just been such a fun experience to be doing that with you. And I pray, because truly, friends, I pray for you. And especially as I meet you out in the world and I see you, and some people are like, I listen while I'm working out or I listen while I'm doing this. I think of you and I think of where you're listening and I pray for you and I pray truly that this is not just like informative, but I pray that you're having a deeper encounter with the person of Jesus Christ, the word made flesh, the true light that we've been talking about that comes and enlightens the heart of every man. And it's so good that he has come and it's so good to belong to him. And so I pray that you're growing deeper and deeper, that you're coming into deeper relationship with him, and that every time you listen to this, you have a deeper encounter with scripture. That's what I pray for you. And I pray at the beginning of this year that you would be strengthened by the Holy Spirit in your inner man to receive Jesus in a deeper way, that you would know Jesus in a deeper way, and friends, that you would actually become holy, that you would be more like him, that this year for 2026, as we journey together in the Lord, as we read scripture, I really hope and I want to encourage you to make one of your resolutions for the year to be in God's word more, to make a roadmap. You know, something sad, I think I'm going to have to get a new Bible this year, which is both sad and exciting. I've had the same Bible for over 10 years and I just have so much history in it, but my pages are falling out and you can only tape so many pages back together in your Bible. And it's like every single line is underlined and I'm obviously going to save it. I'm going to keep it, but I might need to get a new Bible to travel with. But if you have a brand new Bible or if you have a Bible that is old and tattered like mine, go back to it and go deeper. Say, Holy Spirit, inspire me this year, friends. How are we going to run together on getting deeper in God's word? And so I want you to be expectant. I want you to be excited for this year. It's a new year. It's a new time to grow deeper in relationship with the Lord, to belong to him, to become like him. All of these different things. And so make a commitment. Go to adoration today. It's the first day of the year. Go to adoration today. Bring your scriptures. After you listen to this show, bring your word. Go to Acts chapter 6 and 7. Read about Stephen and do it before the Blessed Sacrament. Make a commitment to be with Jesus. And so friends, just like we last week, we stirred up that excitement and anticipation of Jesus is here. And now we get to run in the new year with him. It's so, so exciting. So let's pray and let's get back into what St. Stephen is communicating to us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we thank you for this new year. We thank you that you call us deeper. We thank you that you give us a fresh start. We thank you that you give us a chance, just even within the calendar year, to start again with you, to make resolutions to go deeper, to walk deeper with you, to love you deeper, to know you in a deeper way. And just give us, as we listen in this new year, a fresh outpouring of your Spirit. Give us a fresh outpouring of your Spirit, a fresh outpouring of courage, a fresh outpouring of comfort, a fresh outpouring of power. Pour your love out on us, Jesus, in a new way, in a deep way, in a powerful way. And we ask all of this in your holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we left off Stephen getting falsely accused. He's getting falsely accused by the Sanhedrin. We read that portion of, you know, Stephen, he's full of grace and power. He's preaching the gospel. He's doing signs and wonders. And the people are like, no way. They're debating him. They can't defeat him. And so they bring him before the Sanhedrin. And the Sanhedrin gives him a chance to defend himself. They say, the high priest asked Stephen, this is in chapter 7, and this is not in the lectionary, the liturgy of December 26th, but it's what is skipped in the liturgy for a shorter form. And so I'm going to it in the scriptures so that we can get some context, because Stephen's speech lasts a whole chapter. It lasts all of chapter 7. It's a very, very, very long speech. And so I'm going to begin chapter 7. It says, then the high priest asked Stephen, are these charges true? I'm going to start with what Stephen begins with, and then I'm going to skip forward to what he ends with. To this he replied, brothers and fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran. Leave your country and your people and go into the land that I will show you. So people are falsely accusing him. They're coming at him with intensity. He's before everybody. And they say, Stephen, what do you have to say for yourself? Are these charges true? And he sounds so much like Peter here, friends. He says, to this he replied, brothers and sisters, listen to me. If you're like afraid of being killed and people are coming at you and they're like, now we don't like you anymore. We're making up lies about you. We're coming against you. The confidence that Stephen has. Why? Because he's filled with the Holy Spirit. And again, the church is showing us, when you believe in the Word incarnate, when you are a Christian, when you are a follower of the one who came into the world, you are filled with confidence and power, so that even when people are coming against you, you're like, I know that I have the truth. He's saying, listen to me. And he begins with Abraham. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia. So he begins to tell the Jewish story. He's appealing to the history of those he's speaking to. He's talking about their very identity. He's talking about this deepest place for them. So he goes, as we talked about last time, through the entire history of Judaism. He's talking about Moses. He's talking about Abraham. He's talking about Isaac. He's talking about Jacob. He's talking about Solomon building the temple. He's talking about the tabernacle and the covenant and the law. These are like the main topics for the Jews. There is nothing more holy than the Holy of Holies. There is nothing greater than the Torah. There is nothing greater than our ancestors. And so he's kind of like jumping on these things. And I want to pick up in verse 48. He's ending his speech. And he's talking about Solomon built a house for him. This is such a big thing. The building of the temple for the Jews. This is where God dwells. This is the place where God dwells. This is their holiest place. Chapter 7, verse 48. However, the Most High does not live in houses made by human hands. As the prophet says, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me? Says the Lord. Or where will my resting place be? Has my hand not made all of these things? I want to keep going, but I want to stop there. The temple is the peak for the Jews. All of this time, 70 years to build it. After they were in exile in Babylon, they finally had a place. Solomon built the temple. And Stephen is saying, that's great and all, but God wants to dwell in a house not made by human hands. So he's essentially saying he's not going to live in your temple. And they're like, what? What do you mean he's not going to live in our temple? What do you mean? We built this temple. This is the holiest of holiest. The Most High does not live in houses made by human hands. This is offensive. He's offending their sensibilities.
But he says, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. He's quoting the Psalms here. Where is the house you will build for me? Where will my resting place be? Actually, I'm not sure if it's the Psalms. No, it's Isaiah 66, not the Psalms. Isaiah 66. Where will you build me a house? He's communicating. God wants the house to be in your heart, which is shocking for the Jews. No, God can only dwell in what's holy. We're not holy. He's saying he wants to come into your heart. This is what he wants. This is what he wants. This is offensive. And then he gets even more offensive. I want to finish out with this today, and I want you to hear this. This is Stephen speaking to the Jewish people. You stiff-necked people, your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You are just like your ancestors. You always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your ancestors did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one. And now you have betrayed and murdered him. You who have received the law that was given through the angels, but you have not obeyed it. Whew. He's speaking to the religious leaders. This isn't random people on the street. This is the religious leaders. You stiff-necked people. Your hearts and ears are still uncircumcised. You always resist the Holy Spirit. We read this and we're like, Stephen, this is not a very pastoral approach. Because we're soft. So often we're soft. I'm not saying go this hard with everybody. I'm not saying go on the street and begin to preach this. But the Holy Spirit is speaking through Stephen and he's going right for the jugular. And he's not just saying it to be mean. He's not saying it to be rude. He's speaking in the power of the Holy Spirit and he's getting at it. He's saying, is there not a prophet that your ancestors did not kill? And even the one who proclaimed the coming of the Messiah, you killed them. And then the Messiah came and you murdered him. This is an incredible speech, friends. And he's saying this in the face of death. He's saying, I have to speak the truth. Think of Peter, this Jesus whom you killed, by the way. Friends, the preaching of the apostles and the early Christians is so clear. It's so powerful. It's so fearless. And in modern day, we spend so much time pandering. Oh, I have to walk with them. I've been walking with this person for 10 years and I don't know if I've properly, earned the right to speak about Jesus, and I've never talked about Jesus, all this kind of stuff. The Holy Spirit is responsible for bringing conviction upon people. And the Holy Spirit is looking for followers of Jesus who will open up and be bold and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit isn't calling us to say this stuff 24/7, but there might be times in your life where the Holy Spirit is calling you to straightforward, fearless proclamation. And we lie to ourselves and we say, oh, it's just not the right time. It's not this, it's not that. But the reality is we're scared. You stiff-necked people, you always resist the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of stiff-neckedness and there's a lot of resisting the Holy Spirit today. Holy Spirit, give us the grace to speak what you want us to speak and to be fearless in our proclamation of the word. God bless you.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.